This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Strikes by two U.S. F-16 fighter jets on weapons and ammunition facilities in Syria Friday are fueling fears.
Strikes by two U.S. F-16 fighter jets on weapons and ammunition facilities in Syria on Friday are fueling fears that the Israel-Hamas conflict may spread in the Middle East. President Joe Biden ordered the mission in retaliation for attacks on U.S. forces by Iranian-backed militia.
That is Reuters' Christy Kilburn reporting. Palestinian death toll passed 7,300, while more than 1,400 people in Israel have been killed, mostly civilians slain during the initial Hamas attack. Muslim and Jewish civil rights groups say they've seen larger increases in reports of harassment against members of their communities. The United States and China have agreed to work together toward an expected summit between the presidents, Joe Biden and Xi Jinping, next month in San Francisco.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken held talks with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi in Washington. On Friday, U.S. President Joe Biden met with Wang to underscore the need to manage U.S.-China competition responsibly. Officials from the two countries discussed a range of issues, including Israel's war with Hamas, Russia's war on Ukraine, the fentanyl crisis, and the South China Sea. Nike Chin, VOA News, Washington.
You'll find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Nigeria's presidency and the ruling All Progressive Congress Party have now welcomed Thursday's verdict by the Supreme Court upholding the election victory of President Bola Tinubu. The court's ruling ends months of legal battles triggered by one of Nigeria's most controversial polls.
President Bola Tinubu welcomed the Supreme Court decision in a statement late Thursday. Tinubu said the victory bolstered his commitment to serve as president and said the judgment will strengthen Nigeria's electoral jurisprudence and democracy. Opposition parties, however, are disappointed with the ruling and say it will reduce public trust in Nigeria's electoral system. A seven-man panel of justices upheld Tinubu's victory in the February presidential polls. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
Africa's fashion industry is growing rapidly to meet local and international demands, but VOA Scott Walterman tells us inadequate investment limits its potential.
It's all in a UNESCO report released during Lagos Fashion Week. Currently valued at $15.5 billion worth of exports annually, the earnings from the continent's fashion industry could triple over the next 10 years with the right investment in infrastructure. The report says with a young population of 1.3 billion people set to double by 2050, the continent's fashion industry has also proven to be both a powerful lever for the promotion of cultural diversity and a way to empower young people and women. Scott Walterman, VOA News.
Pope Francis has ordered the Vatican to reopen the case of a well-known priest, artist accused of sexually, psychologically, and spiritually abusing adult women. The Vatican says that France has removed the statute of limitations on the their claims to allow a trial to proceed. The announcement came just a day after the case of the Reverend Marco Ivan Rupnik again made headlines when a diocese in his native Slovenia confirmed it had welcomed him after he was expelled by the Jesuit order this summer. A Vatican statement said that Pope Francis's Abuse Prevention Commission had flagged serious problems in the way the case had been handled, prompting Francis to act. More at VOANews.com. This is VOA News.